From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Many people wonder why the U.S. is the only industrialized country facing a shortage of flu vaccine. Some health officials say it's just bad luck. Others say it's because the U.S. leaves decisions about vaccine supply up to the private sector. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, the situation is much different in Europe and in Canada.
Canada's Immunization Committee, which has representatives from all the provinces, meets every year before production starts on the season's flu vaccine. They estimate how many vaccines should be ordered and who should get them. Dr. Arlene King is the Director of Immunization and Respiratory Infections in the Public Health Agency, which collects the orders.
And they negotiate a contract for that vaccine on behalf of governments with the two manufacturers that we have that are licensed in Canada. And the vaccine's made, and that vaccine gets distributed to provinces and territories for their publicly funded programs.
To cover slight bumps in demand and purchases from the private sector, there is a contingency fund.
We ordered our 10 million, and there's also a 10% contingency so that if our demand exceeds what we anticipate, then the companies who supply us are obliged to provide us and make sure that that contingency amount is set aside so that we can get access to that vaccine should we need it.
Those programs provide the vaccines free to the elderly, young children, and people with chronic health conditions. Ontario also gives the vaccine free to healthy adults. Klaus Stöhr, the director of the World Health Organization's Global Influenza Program, says giving the vaccine to healthy adults is one way of making sure you have a reserve.
There should be some capacity in the bag which would allow to compensate for problems which you're seeing right now. As long as only a small fraction of the population is going to be vaccinated, there will also be no compensatory capacity available.
In Europe, determining who needs the vaccine and how much to buy varies from country to country. Manufacturers work through governments, insurance companies, and private doctors. This year, the only shortage occurred in Northern Ireland, which bought its vaccine from Chiron. But Stöhr says it could happen to any country. Some countries have one supplier, others as many as four or five, and no big surplus to make up a loss. Still, Europe has one big advantage. 70% of all the manufacturers of influenza vaccine are based in Europe and have been there since the 1950s.
So there has been a relatively diverse market over very many years. During the last 10, 15 years or so, that influenza vaccine consumption has doubled. Then company has looked for more suppliers. So that is perhaps one of the reasons why there is such a diverse market in most of the European countries.
A combination of factors that all add up to one thing, a reliable and predictable market and a dependable supply of vaccines. Contrast that with the U.S., where just two licensed influenza vaccine manufacturers operate, and the free market reigns. Daniel Ferrata, the epidemiologist for Texas Department of Health, says most state health department immunization programs depend on the private sector's leftovers.
The majority of the vaccine that's provided is provided by the private doctor and the clinics and the pharmacies who have everything at their beck and call.
Most of the time, he says, they are quite generous.
My concern is that we don't have control over that. We generally make recommendations, and in most cases, our colleagues in healthcare delivery take those recommendations, but they don't have to. And so there is a disconnect between public health and clinical medicine and healthcare.
Ferrata says the lack of funding to purchase flu vaccines keeps the public health sector from buying all that it needs, a demand that could support more than two vaccine manufacturers and lead to greater diversity. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.